Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. You believe that? A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. But the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Amen. And In Deuteronomy, he says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox which treadeth out the corn. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yea, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this: have we not the power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister to wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord in Cephas? Are I only in Barnabas? Barnabas, have we not power to forbear working? Amen. Who goeth to warfare at any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock and eateth not the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? Amen. For it is written in the law, amen, Deuteronomy 25 and 4. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be a partaker of his hope. Amen. The Bible says, by the where there are no ox, where no ox is, the crib is clean. No harvest. Where ain't got any ox, the crib's clean. Amen. You don't even have to clean out the barn when there's no ox. Amen. And there's no corn in the corn crib. But by the strength of the ox, he said, there is much increase. Hallelujah. Amen. God said, don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. He said, a righteous man regards the life of his beast. Amen. He feeds him. Amen. Builds him a barn. Amen. The ox don't have to furnish his own wagon even. Farmer gives him a wagon to pull. Ox don't have to go out and buy himself a plow. The farmer buys him a plow. Builds him a barn. Feeds him. Takes good care of his ox. Amen. Because with the labor of the ox, there's much increase. He even commanded in the law and repeated here in the New Testament, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. Amen. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. Amen. Well, Paul said the reason God said don't muzzle the ox that treads out the corn is to teach us to take care of God's preachers. Amen. Take good care of God's preachers. That's why we support the preachers good here at the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. Because we believe the Bible. Amen. And we're going to practice the Word of God. Up and down through this valley and up and down through the country, there's a bunch of people, amen, that believe the ox should furnish his own barn. The ox should furnish his own wagon. The ox should furnish his own plow. Amen. And they'll let you work real hard for them if you go out and work for somebody else till you get enough to feed yourself. Amen. Then you can come work for us. Amen. That's what's going on. That's what's going on in many a church. And you know there's some old stupid ox out there that think that's a premium or something. That's a wonderful thing, you know, that they go out and work and make their own feeding and go and plow for that stingy bunch up there where they live. Amen. Why, the worthless skunks don't deserve an ox. Amen. They deserve to have a crib that don't have any corn in it. Amen. They don't deserve the increase of the ox. As a matter of fact, God believes that too. And he said, you're cursed with a curse. Amen. Windows of heaven are closed to you. Oh, you say, Brother Collins, I know a whole lot of holiness churches. It's going on, been going on for years, but they ain't going on much. God hasn't sent them far around the world, I guarantee you that. And they don't believe in supporting the preacher. They don't believe in tithing. Amen. They believe it's a sin to tithe. Amen. Well, I can show you a bunch of Church of Christ that's still in existence. Some of them doing better than some of these little cracker box holiness churches that don't believe in tithing either. Amen. I can show you a bunch of folks in this world that's got a religion and support it pretty good. Amen. They carry on. Anybody and his brother can have a church. Amen. Preach anything you want to. And there's some folks who like it. But God ain't going to bless it. And God ain't going to send it around the world either. He's going to keep them right where they are. He's going to keep them right in that little old corner they're in. Because God wants the right message to go around the world. God wants the right message, the truth of God, to go around the world. There is no future for a man that won't take care of his ox. The Bible says he's not righteous. Righteous man, he regards the life of his beast. If a man's righteous, he'll want to take good care of his preacher. Amen. If he's righteous, he will. If he's got a half a vision for the things of God, he'll want to take care of his preacher. Amen. He'll want to see him well taken care of. As a matter of fact, praise God. He said in this same ninth chapter of 1 Corinthians, praise God, let me go on reading. Amen. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal thing? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things. And there's a whole lot of churches that's willing to let their preachers suffer. Amen. And I'll go a little bit farther. There's a whole lot of naive preachers that believe that there's some premium on that type of suffering. Amen. Did you know that Paul had to repent of this very thing he just said in 2 Corinthians? He said, I have fully preached you the full gospel. I have withheld nothing as profitable to you except for the upkeep of the ministry. That's my paraphrasal. And he said, forgive me of this wrong. It's wrong for a preacher, amen, to allow people to go on and not support the ministry. It's wrong for him to refuse to receive offerings. He'll have to repent just like Paul did. Why is it wrong? Because he not only robs himself of a blessing, he robs the people of a blessing. Amen. Oh, it don't take much of a man to get out and make a living. And most preachers are smart enough and wise enough. They can make a better living than they can make pastoring a church or evangelizing. Amen. I mean, it's no trouble to get a job. If you want to work, it's not a bit of trouble to get a job. Amen. But I'll tell you what. When a preacher does that and won't allow his people to support him with tithes and offerings, he curses himself and curses his congregation. I'll tell you, every last one of those churches, and you tell them I said so, send this tape to them. They're on a dead-end street. They're not going anywhere. And their preachers are not going anywhere. Amen. And they're not going to have any preachers that's going anywhere. If they do, they're going to change the way they believe about tithes and offerings. Amen. How many do you know that have gone anywhere? They're not going anywhere. They're not sending the gospel around the world. They're not going themselves. They're too busy making a living. Amen. They can't feed the congregation because they haven't got time to meditate and wait on God and get anything from God. Their congregations are cursed with spiritual starvation because they have nothing to say. It's very simple. If you got to work 8 and 10 hours a day for a living, you not got time to study and pray and wait on God. Amen. And I'll tell you about all these preachers, almost without exception. They've got about a half a dozen or a dozen messages that they preach all the time. They never get a new one. And no matter where they start, they wind up at the same place because they haven't studied. Amen. One reason God has blessed this cassette ministry and sent it around the world is because we had something to say. It wasn't all amen, glory to God, hallelujah, praise God, bless God, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. We have plenty of them. We believe in that. Amen. But we had something to say. Amen. You know, by the grace of God and Billy's tireless labors, the hardest working man in the highway of the Holy Church, we're sending 75,000 tapes a year around the world. And what is it? It's this full gospel message that preaches it right. And not only preaches it right, does it right. Amen. There's a lot of churches talk about tithes and offerings, but there ain't a half a dozen in the Miami Valley that preaches it right and does it right. Amen. If they did, they'd be blessed more. If they did, their pastor would be blessed more. Amen. And they're not doing it. Listen to what he says. Praise God. Do you not know that they which minister about the holy things, who was that? That was a whole Levitical priesthood. A small tribe took tithes from 12 bigger tribes. They had just a little above the average income of the people. Amen. They had 1/10 plus of everything that 12 tribes made. If they'd have been 10 tribes paying tithes to them, they'd have had the average if they'd have been as big a tribe. They weren't as big a tribe to start with. Amen. So therefore, They had a standard of living that was a little above the run of the mill. Amen. Why? God didn't want his cause going begging. God didn't want his ministry second class. Amen. Hallelujah. God wanted his ministry first class. And it was. That is, until they backslid. When they backslid, they quit paying tithes and offering. And the Levites went back to work, just like anybody has to do. Amen. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? What things? Everything. They got 10% of what the tribes made in increase. They ate with the people just about all of the offerings that they brought into the tabernacle. Amen. And enjoyed that fellowship with the people that brought their offerings. Amen. And they that wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. What does that mean? That means that that lamb that was roasting, that ox that was roasting, that barbecue that was roasting on the altar that the people were getting ready to eat, the priest helped them eat it. Amen. They had fellowship together. Amen. They helped them eat it. They're partakers with the altar. All you have to do is read, amen, in the law. This is interpreting the law of ministerial support in the New Testament, folks. This is not the Old Testament I'm reading. This is New Testament doctrine. After he says, do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they that wait at the altar are partakers with the altar, even so. Look those two words up in the Greek. Amen. Even means just exactly what it says. Equal. Even. We wouldn't have put a seat in this church after Jim Lawson got done with them if he had cut the top of the end off one of them, or two ends off one of them. Why? Because it wouldn't have been even. Amen. It'd have been something lacking. Praise God. Yes, we wouldn't even bought them from the factory. If we'd have got one that wasn't as big as the rest of them, we'd have sent it back. Said, I want my money's worth. Huh? Because it wasn't even. Strong word, even. So is even a stronger word, and put both of them together, it means in exactly the same manner. In exactly the same way. In exactly the same amount. Amen. Exactly. Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel shall live of the gospel. Oh, I'm going to be real good to my people. I'm going to work and make me a living, and I'm going to take that burden off my people of supporting me and giving me a living. I got too much pride to allow people to put me on charity. Yeah, and you dummy, you'll make them to be cursed too. Amen. You'll curse that church to a second class church. You'll curse that church to a second class blessing. Amen. Because it's God's will, praise God, to take care of his beast. I tell you, folks, we got a good preacher down in our church. He works and makes a living for his family, and gives tithes and offerings to the church, and he don't take nothing from the church, and he buys his own house, and he buys his own car, pays his own gas, and you know, we don't even have to take any offerings down our church, bunch of dummies. Amen. Stupid. Cursed. Amen. If you don't allow people to bless you, you're robbing them the blessing. I never turn anything down that folks wants to give me. Amen. I mean, I'm not like that Oklahoma preacher's whole revival, and somebody brought him some green onions out of the garden, and he thanked them from everything that he got in the grocery pound. He said, whoever brought them old onions said you can take them home with you. If I didn't like onions, I'd like act like I liked them. Amen. I wouldn't insult God and the good saints of God. Amen. I wouldn't kick at his offering. I wouldn't kick at his plan. I wouldn't kick at his program by robbing somebody of a blessing that wants to help the preacher. Because you see, God ain't poor. God is unbelievably rich. God is beyond degree rich. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and all the taters in the hills and all the oil under the hills and all the coal and all the gold and all the diamonds and all the platinum and all the silver, amen, and all the rubies and all the pearls, amen, including you and me. Amen. You see, we're just working on God's land. Amen. He only charges us 10% plus an offering. Amen. Amen. A sharecropper only gets 2/3. A good sharecropper. Amen. Some of them, amen, only get half. Here in Ohio, they furnish all the seed and all the fertilizer and they get half. And the labor. Amen. They get half. Amen. God was good to us. He didn't take half. He didn't take 33 1/3%. Amen. No. Amen. Tenant farmer down in Arkansas, he only got 1/3. I mean, he had to give the available on the land 1/3. God's good to us. Praise God. He asks us for a tenth for his preachers. And an offering to keep up the house of God. And promises us to open the windows of heaven. When we don't do it, you know what happens to us? We shut the windows of heaven. The preacher that don't preach it closes the windows of heaven on his own ministry. The preacher that don't practice it closes the windows of heaven on his own family. Amen. Not only does he close the windows of heaven upon his own family and upon his own preaching and upon his own ministry, he shuts up the windows of heaven for his whole congregation. Amen. Oh, yeah. Some of us are like the black man that read where it's better to give than to receive. And he said, receiving's good enough for me. Amen. They want to be on the receiving end. You say, well, you think preachers ought to give too? Yes. They ought to give up everything. Preach the gospel. Ought to give their whole life and time to preach the gospel. Amen. If you have to work, that's all right. I've had to do it myself. Paul had to. Amen. Others have had to. God will help you. Praise God. But if you'll preach it, and feed the sheep, and pray and seek God, and study and feed the sheep something worthwhile, and give them something they can get their teeth into. Amen. Feed your cattle, and they'll give you milk and wool in return, and beefsteak. Praise God. If you'll give them a chance, you'll be a blessing. I'll tell you, if you don't tithe, you're cursing your whole family. You're cursing your kids that grew up under your feet. You're cursing your wife. Amen. The law said, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Cursed. Read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. Amen. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the country. Amen. And most of us tithe till we get a big insurance settlement. Amen. We forget about God and the preacher. I preach that if you have a windfall profit, it ought to show up in the preacher's income. Amen. I preach that you ought not to send it all over the world. Praise God. You ought to take care of your pastor, the ox that's doing your work. Amen.
Well, he don't need anything. I'm going to send it this missionary out here. Amen. That missionary is not doing your work. Amen. If Roger goes out here and ties steel all day for a bridge construction job, amen, it comes payday. After he's tied steel all week in the cold and in the bitter elements, amen. And when it comes time to get the paycheck, amen, the paymaster says, "We're docking you this week, Roger, because somebody down the street here, there's an old lady down the street, there's some old grandmas down the street needs it worse than you do." How long would you work at that job? Would you think that the employer was just because he took your income and gave it to some poor old widow? I'll tell you what you do when you do that. You curse the preacher, you curse yourself, and curse the widow that got the tithe. Amen. There's other offerings and other tithes to take care of them. When the ox is doing your work, you take care of your ox, not somebody else's ox. Amen. When the ox is doing your work, you take care of him and not somebody way off in Timbuktu. Amen. That you had a hankering or a notion or it popped in your head to send them a big offering. Amen. No, if you want to curse your life, fail to do this. Amen. You'll reap in reverse. Amen. If you do it, you'll be blessed. Your preacher will be blessed. That's why we do that at the Highway of Holiness Church. That's why we help the preachers at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. That's why you look out for the men of God that come to the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. And that's why God has honored this church in the last 20 years with a worldwide ministry. They had a ministry before that, but it's inside these four walls. Amen. It was all tied up in this little operation. It was a narrow ministry, if you will. Not too much interested in missionaries. Not too much interested in sending the gospel out into all the world. And I might add that God is not interested in sending a gospel into all the world that's not right. He won't honor it if it's not right. But if it's right, he'll bless it. If it's right, he'll honor it. If it's right, he'll put that preacher and his church on the map for God. If it's right, amen, he'll be proclaimed in their message to the ends of God's green earth. If it's not, he'll leave them in the corner where they are. Amen. That's why there's a lot of preachers sitting around our Holiness Church like old maids that can't get a husband. Amen. It's because they haven't honored God themselves as they should. They don't have a burden for the ministry themselves. As a matter of fact, they're jealous of any preacher that's successful. Amen. They just can't hardly stand it. They seem to delight or think that there's some sort of a premium, amen, on not taking an income from the people that you labor for. Amen. Well, God said a righteous man, he regards the life of his beast. A righteous man, he takes care of his ox. Why, a righteous man, he'll even take care of his dog. Amen. Unless they're like old Brother Buzzard bought a farm, and when he bought the farm, he got an old Indian with it. Those days, you bought a farm in Oklahoma, had an Indian squatting on the farm, you just got the Indian with it. This old Indian had a bunch of dogs. Amen. Brother Buzzard was Sister Davis's dad, incidentally. Amen. George Davis' wife's dad. Amen. Bought this farm and had an old Indian and had a bunch of dogs. Amen. And he The dogs got so expensive, and he had to feed them all the time, and he just decided to kill all them dogs. That way he wouldn't have to feed them. Amen. So he went off with his dogs and his gun. After a while, he come back, hadn't fired a shot. Amen. Brother Buzzard asked him if he killed them dogs, and he said, No. He said, I didn't have nerve enough to shoot them dogs. Brother Buzzard said, I just locked them up in the barn. I'm going to let them starve to death. Amen. A righteous man even regards his dog. But there's a lot of folks in holiness ranks. Amen. And I know a bunch of them, brother. Amen. They'd let you starve to death before they'd embrace this doctrine that I've preached today. Amen. And they're not blessed neither. They're cursed. They're cursed, and their family's cursed, and their children's going to be cursed, and their church is cursed. Their future's cursed. Their ministry's limited. Amen. I didn't say it, the Bible did. It said you're cursed with a curse. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Prove me herewith, and see if I'll not pour out upon you a blessing that you'll hardly be able to contain. Amen. And what's that church that does that? Amen. Generally, they won't have to be carrying very big debts. Amen. They'll prosper and grow, and they're not afraid to go in debt because they know that God will help them to make the payments. If they have to float a mortgage, praise God, God will help them. Amen. They don't have to worry. You don't have to worry when the windows of heaven's open, praise God. Hey, I've done enough sowing. I don't have to worry no more. Plant me on a flat rock, praise God, in the hills of Missouri, like old Grandpa Groves. He homesteaded a log cabin on a flat rock in the hills of Missouri. So I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to attend church anymore. So I'm just going to live for God at home, go pray and read the Bible at home. Amen. Got to pray and read the Bible. The more he prayed, the more he read the Bible, the more he wanted to go to church. Praise God. He became the preacher that preached a bunch of those people into the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, Sister Mildred Pinkley saw him standing at the gate when she died with cancer. Said, there's Grandpa Groves. He's waiting for me at the gate. Praise God. Amen. His son was Asa Groves. And his children are preachers. And his great-grandson has preached for us right here. Behind this pulpit, praise God, a family that'll do right is going to be blessed. Put me on a flat rock. Well, just because you put me on a flat rock, said I'm not going to help him no more. That don't stop the windows of heaven. When the winds of heaven open, ain't fall on a flat rock. Ain't fall on a rocky top in Tennessee. Amen. Praise God. They can fall on a dismal valley in Ohio when the windows of heaven is open and they're falling you. They can't nobody cheat you out of your harvest. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand and pray. Father, bless this message, Lord. Challenge our hearts to delight in the ways of the Lord. Help us to regard the life of our beasts, to regard our ox. Wherever this tape goes, wherever it's heard, help the people rally to the side of the struggling ox. All some preachers needs is just a little help, a little encouragement. They'll pray better. And they'll preach better because God's people showed that they cared. God, I pray across this dismal land, cursed with such iniquity, Lord, and juvenile delinquency, that Thou, Lord God, will bless the land with Your power, with Your honor, with Your blessing, and with Your privilege. I thank You, Lord, for the privilege of giving. I thank You, Lord, for the privilege of giving regularly and faithfully, rallying to the need. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. As Sister Collins sings, let's gather around the altar and let's tarry a little for the Lord. Amen. For we eat, we not got too far to go. Amen. Dinner will be ready in a little bit. Praise God.
I believe in each and every part, but I sure rejoice in knowing about reaping and sowing. I really took that lesson to my heart. So I cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on life's stormy sea. And I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed that might come back to me. I can't buy my way to heaven, but there's a heaven waiting, purchased by our good and loving Lord. But there's no harm in striving, trusting and surviving, holding on, expecting my reward. So I cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on a stormy sea. So I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed. Come back, come back. Up the good book, took me a good look. I believe in each and every part, but I sure rejoice in knowing about reaping and a sowing. Really took that lesson to my heart. So I cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on that stormy sea. And I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed that'll come back to me. I can't buy my way to heaven, but there's a heaven waiting, purchased by our good and loving Lord. But there's no harm in striving, trusting and surviving, holding on, expecting my reward. Cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on a stormy sea. So I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed that'll come back to me. Well, I picked up the good book and took me a long look. I believe in each and every part, but I sure rejoice in knowing about reaping and sowing. I really took that lesson to my heart. Cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on life's stormy sea. So I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed. Come back to me. I can't buy my way to heaven, but there's a heaven waiting, purchased by our good and loving Lord. But there's no harm in striving, trusting and surviving, holding on, expecting my reward. So I cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on life's stormy sea. So I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed that'll come back to me. So cast my bread upon the waters by helping my brother struggling on life's stormy sea. So I'm sowing a good seed, doing a good deed that'll come back to me.